So this book, American Eclipse, is specifically about the 1878 eclipse and the expeditions that went to go see it. Why that eclipse?
Back in the 19th century, total eclipses were a very big deal, as they are today, but not just a big deal in terms of public excitement, but they were a very big deal in terms of science, because that was a time when scientists were just starting to unravel the mysteries of the sun. I mean, you can imagine, back then, they didn't know what the sun was made of. Where did all that power and heat come from? And there were certain studies that could only be done during a total solar eclipse, which occurs somewhere on Earth about once every 18 months, and it lasts usually 2 or 3 minutes. 1878 really excited me because it passed over the United States, the Western United States, the Wild West, at a time when the U.S. was just trying to prove to the world that it could be a scientific power. And it was a really important event in inspiring the United States to become the scientific power it eventually would become.
Yeah, so in a lot of ways, this story is kind of a coming-of-age story for America.
That's right. So it works on that larger level, but it also is just a darn good tale of really interesting people. By far the most famous person to have witnessed the 1878 eclipse was Thomas Edison. He was in his early 30s, had just become a celebrity because of his invention of the phonograph, and he went to Wyoming to observe the eclipse. But there were dozens of important astronomers and other scientists who came out to the Wild West to study the eclipse.
Yeah, Mariah Mitchell was a fascinating character. Can you tell me about her?
Mariah Mitchell. I just adore Mariah Mitchell. Back in the 19th century, she was the most famous female scientist in America. She taught astronomy at Vassar College, which was a new all-female college at a time when female higher education was still kind of an experiment. And so in 1878, she on her own put together an all-female expedition to Denver, which was both a scientific expedition and also kind of a bit of political theater to show to the American public that women could be scientists.
So one of the things that really interested me about this book is how much you write about failure. Quite a few of the experiments you discuss, including Thomas Edison's, were really failures in the end.
Yeah, and that was one of the challenges I had in writing the book because, as I said, I just loved the story of the 1878 eclipse. But ultimately, in terms of the science that was done, you have to say they were failures. So the science didn't pan out, but the cultural change did. So first of all, it was a success in that regard. But also, I came to embrace the fact that my book is a story of scientific failure because you know what? Most science is failure. That doesn't get written about very much in books.
In the book, when you describe the total solar eclipse of 1878, there's a line. I want to read it. You said it's like falling through a trapdoor into a dimly lit, unrecognizable reality. That sounds like you wrote that from personal experience.
Absolutely. And the reason I go around the world and you know, for something that lasts 2 or 3 minutes, it's because it is the most spiritually moving experience that I've ever had. It's like I've suddenly, as soon as the moon completely covers the sun, I feel like I've stepped through a door into some alternate reality, like I'm on some other planet. But the interesting thing is reading the letters and diaries of the scientists in 1878, their language may have been different, but they're describing the same thing. They, too, found the experience of a total solar eclipse to be not just scientifically fascinating, but really spiritually moving.
David, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, my pleasure, Melissa.